go ahead and call the order of the July meeting of the Cary Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. First item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Next item is public comments, and we do have one guest, who is my son. So.
Do you want to tell him?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah, he makes plenty of comments to me all the time. I told him to be quiet today. I apologize. Next item is approval of minutes from June 3rd. Again, we may want to look at the minutes for a second. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from June 3rd?
So moved.
Second? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, yeah, public comments. I don't think we have any public comments. Old business, Cady Avenue Mixed Use District. This is a follow-up, and you know, again, as it says right here, I did attend the council meeting for June, and there was a public hearing in this. I don't believe there was a single person there for the public hearing. So during the following council meeting, it was adopted. Again, this has to do with the lighting, the paragraph related to lighting, but only specifically to the K Avenue Overlay District. So that was approved by the council. I also talked about the rental certificates, as we talked about last time. Before we go do anything, you know, I want to take it to the council and kind of present what we have found and, you know, get some guidance from them. The general feeling that I got is that they were interested in us pursuing looking at a rental certificate, but doing it more in a kind of a friendly way, if you will, maybe looking at only three or four major things, again, you know, parking issues and perhaps some safety issues. I think there was a couple statements that they liked the idea that part of that process would be a posting of civility kind of posters or required civility posters in terms of proper noise control and all these sort of things. So there was some interest. Probably one of the major concerns is a feeling that they didn't want any additional burden placed upon John in terms of looking at these sort of things. In fact, there was kind of a suggestion, I believe from Craig actually, that if we could see how other communities had implemented this, kind of we looked at what they were trying to regulate, not so much on how they implemented it before, but whether there was some way of implementing this where the burden of proving that they would satisfy the requirements is on the homeowner slash rental agency and not upon John. So there was some interest, it was unanimous, in us continuing to look at this, but more on a kind of a less regulatory side versus a more regulatory side, and then making sure that it doesn't cost the town anything. The town attorney also wanted to make sure that anything we do in this area is cleared with the attorney, our planning and zoning attorney, who I believe has that been decided yet?
I think we've narrowed it down, and I'm not sure if an offer's been made, but something should be done here quite quickly.
Okay. So again, we don't have an attorney, but we will have an attorney related to this. So, you know, again, the town attorney was very concerned that anything that we do, we have input from the attorney that hopefully will be here probably for our next meeting. So kind of that's where it stands right now in terms of the background. The other thing that I presented, I think I mentioned this last time, just very, very quickly, is the idea for these, you know, called granny houses or mother-in-law houses, the idea that particularly these are a problem in beach communities where people will build a basically another living unit and then turn around and rent that living unit. And the recommendation is from the American Planning Association that, you know, that every town should have some sort of ordinance, decide what they want to do, and some sort of ordinance that that addresses this. So again, I talked about that a little bit, you know, said that that's kind of a little bit further off in terms of what we're looking at. And there's some interest in having us kind of pursue and maybe look at that in a little more detail. But I don't think anybody was expecting us to come back with a recommended ordinance right away. Because I think the kind of the first thing on the agenda would have been to kind of maybe come back and look at the rental certificate process. And that is really kind of summarizing, I believe, the old business as presented to the council and then the feedback that I got from the council. Oh, yeah, okay, that's under new business, the accessory for a dwelling unit. So I did talk about that to the council also. So anyway, is there any discussion about where we go from here? And I pointed out to the council that this is not a really front burner type of thing that... You know, we need to have, or we expect to have anything back to the council in a month or two. So it's just something I think that we can take at a fairly slow pace in terms of looking at these sort of things.
My thought is parking keeps coming up. Any discussion on this is the number one issue. And I've had my eyes open a little wider the last few weekends and weeks, just seeing what the summer situation is. And last Saturday had a perfect example on K Avenue.
Yes, okay.
And probably seven or eight cars at one house, one car in the driveway, but half of it on the brand new sidewalk, another car 100% on the brand new sidewalk. And I'm just curious as to at what point does our current law enforcement take action, and then therefore what additional ordinance or regulation do we need? And then that's just one example that's happening everywhere, but the brand new sidewalk caught my eye. Walk that sidewalk all the time.
I actually counted 10 cars out there.
Okay.
When I drove, there were a lot of cars parked at different angles. You know which one we're talking about, just right over here?
It's just half
parking on the sidewalk.
Parking on
the sidewalk.
Two cars, one in the driveway.
And then sticking a little bit into the street, but not actually parking in the street.
But one was 100% on the sidewalk, on the lawn and sidewalk, and the other was in the driveway and blocking. So two cars blocking the sidewalk.
That's really not allowed. If the police saw
and, of course, the police were made 20 trips by that on Saturday.
That's a good example, I think, of what we're trying to address in the rental certificate process, you know, to see if we can have something a little more, you know, with bite in terms of maybe addressing those type of parking issues, noise issues, perhaps some safety issues. Certainly what I presented is that the big four that you hear when you see these rental certificate processes: parking issues, noise issues, safety issues, and making sure that people do pay the appropriate taxes, the room taxes, and identify the ones that are actually renting the properties. And those seem to be kind of the big four. I think there was interest on the council to be able to do that, as long as we're not burdening John with any more additional work related to that. That's certainly what I heard from the council.
Can I embellish on that a little bit, Craig?
Sure.
I think, personally, this is a good idea. I'm not speaking for council, I'm just thinking for myself. But not putting the burden on John, you ask yourself, how can you accomplish these things? How can you accomplish this stuff? And my thought was, I may have mentioned it here before, is really we can have the owner of the facility or the rental unit, if that's who does it, if we tell them they need an occupancy certificate, they provide it to us to get a license or something. If we tell them, let them tell us, instead of us telling them, you can only have 10 people, let them say, look, I rent for 12. Okay, there should be, I don't know, 4 vehicles. If there's more than 4 vehicles, we're going to call you, potentially, right, about that. But the thought was is that get them to certify that they have safety equipment. Not John to certify it. Let the owner certify that they have safety equipment. Let them tell you what the occupancy is for the home. Right? But whatever inspections need to be done, maybe there's a business in this for somebody, right? Who can go out and do these things and prepare this for some of the rentals And then come in, when you have the information, you come in with $50 or whatever, I don't know what it should be. You get permission, you get a rental permission or something like that. It also gets people registered. It takes, and that's where Andy, I think, was talking about the liability. If we
certify it, the ability for us to charge for that too, I think, is an issue.
If they certify it, we don't have the liability, they have the liability.
Right.
So the thought was to keep it coming this way instead of us moving out.
So you expect them to volunteer then to pay the room tax?
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then who enforces them?
Yeah, that's
20% I'm paying and 20% I'm paying, and
that could be enforced.
There's got to be an enforcement somewhere.
Yeah.
Some people will slide, some people won't do it. Some people may rent their house. Some old couple from Sanford, their beach house that they rent 5 times a year to family or friends for next to nothing. Do they have to volunteer also? Or is it something that would just rent it out like some of the oceanfront homes every weekend or a week?
Well, that's again what we would have to look at. Yeah. I mean, certainly these are called short-term rental. I mean, that clearly, and 99.9%, if not 100%, short-term rentals are when you rent less than 30 days. You know, so, you know, it probably would exclude a relative coming in because that wouldn't be a technical rental. I mean, you could possibly define it as an unrelated party, a rental to an unrelated party or something like that. So,
I mean, I think you have a volunteer issue no matter which way you approach this, right? I mean, unless you got a knock on the door and say, "Hey, are you renting?" I mean, there's websites and things you can check, and we catch everyone. No, and I agree with you, Joe. There's a lot of people out there who have families bigger than you and I could ever imagine.
Yeah.
Right? Because the whole summer is just families coming. It's not the rent. They're not renting.
Could it just be as simple as 3 months before or 2 months before the rental season? Everyone gets a water bill. Anyone who has a rental house gets a water bill.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who runs it as a business gets a water bill. Why couldn't there be a simple list or even a place to go on the website? If you're renting your house,
when the
police stop and, you know, ticket 4 people in that house for parking on the sidewalk, then when the owner calls all irate and says, you know, why did I get these tickets? You can say, well, you get a notice in your water bill for 3 months prior to rental season. I mean, they all have notification. I don't think you'll ever get people to come
and register
and pay $50 for a
rental fee. You certainly can. If it's put in the ordinance that it's mandatory, then you have to.
And
they have no choice.
And if you get
then you get back to the enforcement.
Sure. But I know that they don't have a rental certificate, and I see that they're advertising on VRBO or whatever the case may be, then I can start fining them $50 a day until they come into compliance.
Well, I thought we weren't supposed to burden you with any more.
There are ways and means to do it. I mean, once again, what are we trying to accomplish here?
Well, I think I think there's two major things: is eliminate the small minority that do create problems, whether it's parking problems, noise problems, trash problems, or whatever. And I do believe there's probably a significant. I certainly don't have an idea about what the percentage would be, but I think there's a significant number of people that probably don't know that they have to pay a room tax. Technically, as this process. I mean, if they're renting it themselves rather than through an agency. You know, certainly if it's being rented through an agency, you would expect them to pay the room tax, but I'm not even sure if there's kind of enforcement of that.
There are. Believe it or not, I've talked to several that do the VRBOs. They're very conscious.
They're very conscious.
The CPAs are warning them about it more than anything.
Right.
Right. That's income. CPA wants to know where it's coming from. He's addressing their appropriate taxes.
But I know
there are not as many as you might think.
Yeah, there's probably some that rent it themselves. That probably don't, and I could be completely wrong on this. You know, I'm just going to what the concerns of the other beach communities that identified basically the same sort of problems that we might be having here. So, anyway, what I would suggest is that we continue this item until the next meeting. We kind of go back and look at, you know, the ones that are out there. Maybe doing a larger, broader search again. I just kind of pulled out the California ones and maybe reread some of these things in terms of what we would want to include, but particularly look at the process of enforcement and that sort of thing, and maybe continue the discussion during our next meeting.
I'd like to get some input from our police department. What is their their stance on enforcement.
It would be beneficial to have them there once we get into, if you've got direct questions now, then I can get the chief here probably. If you want to wait until a later day.
I think we wait. I don't know all the questions. I just don't know enough yet.
It would be definitely need to have them involved. Yeah.
The other thing is clearly when there's one that I talked about last time that actually showed the minutes and the process of how they went about it. And a very important part of it, and it took them like 2 years to put together this sort of thing. An important part of it is actually that they had several public hearings, not public hearings once the ordinance was established, but a public hearing where you could get the rental agency representatives to come in and talk about these sort of things too, because they might have a lot of insight. In fact, a lot of them, if they're rental agencies that are franchises, possibly that they may have insights about other communities that have a similar sort of certificate process.
I've mentioned it to a couple of the real estate companies that are doing a lot of business in town, and they wanted to come.
Yeah.
I mean, if we wanted to do some sort of workshop or we actually want them to come in and sit down and have a, conversation about it, I can get them here. It's not a problem.
So I would recommend we just kind of think about this. We look back over some of the stuff that we've gotten to see the process that's being used. Because again, when I was looking at it, I was reading it strictly for what sort of things they're trying to regulate, not necessarily the process by which they were doing it. Maybe kind of look at some other ones that might be South Carolina, North Carolina, things like that that might be out there. And then continue the discussion in our August meeting and then decide where to go from there, whether we want to have a workshop or invite in the police department, the police chief, or whatever, to kind of consider these sort of things. So I'll make a motion to go ahead and continue the item on rental certificates to the August meeting.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Again, new business. I already talked about the accessory dwelling units. I don't think we need to make any motion on that. That's clearly something that's a little further out. So, we can just continue that as old business. I don't even think we need a motion to continue, to keep it on the agenda. Is there, member items? One of the things we don't have here is is there any more development in terms of the property, Sandman property?
No, sir. As it stands.
Okay.
David Haber is working with, what's the community?
Kid Farm?
Yeah.
I'll let the commissioner tell you about the commissioner's business.
They're working with them to understand their concerns relative to, I guess there's a variety of areas. One is they are worried about would their, the tenants they have for their HOA, would they be applied to the land? I think, there are things we can do that would alleviate the issues. And then, of course, the issues of runoff. Used to be a holding pond there, I guess, or something like that.
That was filled in.
So they were investigating a couple of questions. I still think we're on a path to do what we wish to do, but just a little slower with that community HOA.
The other member item that I would have really came from a presentation discussion I heard during the council meeting having to do with the parking lot, the dirt parking lot. Over there. There were a lot of complaints about the dirt parking lot, and I think the council took those to heart and we're going to come up with some suggestions. I just wondered if, so these are sort of things that kind of came about after the fact, kind of what in economics is called unintended consequences. You thought you were doing things and all these consequences came out. Is that something that the planning and zoning should have looked at prior to that?
I actually brought it up to you when I knew it was going down at the last meeting. I told you that I felt like the ordinance provided that, since it was being run and operated by the government, it did not have to come before planning and zoning.
Okay.
If the owner of that property wants to do the same thing in the future, he would have to come before planning and zoning and go through the special use per property.
But because it's being subcontracted to the government, it didn't require, I know it doesn't require a special use process, but you know, I just wonder if we would have had a discussion, if we might have caught through our discussion process maybe some of the issues related to that. Just, I mean, just to throw out an idea.
Sure. You know, I knew every one of those issues were coming. I think most of the council did, too.
Yeah, we anticipated some of them.
Not all.
Some
of
the issues. In all honesty, Craig, I think that it would have been good to have you involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we actually tried it and killed it. Because we were going to come up with the money, and then merchants came up with the rest of the money, and they wanted to get it done quick. So we wound up, how did everything occur? It took 4 months to get to a point where we decided not to do it.
And then a week later.
And then a week later it happened.
Within a week it was done. Yeah, so.
The problem is, you know what's often talking about the dirt lot? Everything from overnight sleeping to people changing their clothes right there in public to urination to people drag racing up and down the dirt area. I mean, just. I mean, the list was rather, extensive in terms of some of the neighbors expressing concern.
It doesn't seem there are many things still to be invented that have shit out.
So, all right. So, are there any other member items? Any other member items?
Yes. I'm not sure where it falls, but I'm not going to be able to be here on the first Tuesday of August, and I will not be impacted. You other gentlemen, I know everybody sets their calendars, first Tuesday, is planning and zoning, but if we could move that, help me.
When is the first Tuesday?
First Tuesday is the 5th.
There's a chance that I would still be out of town in San Diego, because I do work for the Department of Defense. I have to be back by the 8th for a pre-op thing. But I don't have my ticket to come back, so.
Second Tuesday.
So there's a chance I may not be here for the 5th also. Is there any interest in pushing that off a week?
There is.
Oh, you can't push it off a week either?
Oh.
Yeah, could you do it on the 12th? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can you grab the 12th? Okay. Is that okay with everybody else? Well, I mean, you're on the third Tuesday for your council.
I mean, whatever you guys need to do, I'm all right.
All right. You want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we move the August meeting to August 12th versus the 5th.
Okay, is there a second?
A second.
Okay. Any further discussion?
If we stick with the September meeting, that puts September 3 weeks later. I think it was close. September 2nd.
Well, we're doing a lot of early ones, aren't we?
Yeah, just the way the calendar falls.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
I will just confirm and make sure there's no conflict with any other group meeting on that date. You know, we have to just check that. So make a motion to tentatively change it to the 12th. And I will confirm it
with...
Will
you amend your motion to tentative?
I will.
Is that okay with the second?
Yes, sir.
Who seconded that?
Okay.
Whoever seconded, I'm sure they don't have a problem with that either. Okay. All right, so the motion then is to tentatively change it to August 12th, subject to making sure the room is available and so forth. Okay? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any other items? Excellent. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Very good. We've got down to a half an hour.